This is another edition of the Purple Project Podcast, postcast edition. Eddie Greer, your host, once again for this K-State Podcast, the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State. And I guess this is probably the highlight of my week so far on either end, whether it's something going on away from the mic or K-State athletics-wise. Things heated up in Bramlage last night as the Lady Cats absolutely ran away against the Baylor Bears last night, the Lady Bears of Baylor last night, 87-68. Obviously, all the rumblings going on with the men's basketball is going through right now, whether it's lost hope or frustration or trying to stay on track with the team, the K-State women's team, this is what it is, baby. With this team, you are what you are, and at least for this last night, the ladies team gets it done, taking care of Baylor. And I find it still interesting enough, going back to the first time these two teams met, Jeff Minnie talked about they had good looks at the basket in Waco the first time these two teams met, and the shots didn't fall. Well, things turned around pretty quickly last night there against Baylor, because you got to go back to the first meeting against them where K-State lost 69-48 in that game there. No offense there. And Baylor pulled away late in this game, quite frankly enough, there to do it. But here, everything fell K-State's way in this game. Of course, the last time Jeff Minnie's team was on the court there, they really had struggled against Oklahoma there. But Gabby Gregory, once again, double-double in this game. I believe had a game high in this game. How many times have we said it on this podcast? G squared was absolutely doing Gabby things. 26-10. In addition to three assists in this game, Serena Sundell was again giving Baylor fits again for the second year in a row at home. And remember, last time we had Baylor in Bramlage last year, Baylor was ranked, and we beat them. Baylor was ranked 12th in the nation last year. K-State upset them. This time around, with Adeoka Lee on the court, this time, you just can't figure out this women's team. But at least, it's something to smile about. Something to smile about. Like I said, for me, this was when I saw this. This was huge. This brought a smile on my face. I did not see the game last night. I did go back, listen to Jeff Minnie's post press conference there, and go back and look at the highlights of this game. But yeah, this should bring a smile to K-State Nation's face here, at least there. And for what it's worth, there, it's another big win there. Baylor was sitting top half of the conference, and you had poor K-State down there, ninth in the conference. This is a gigantic conference win here. K-State now 15-11 overall, which now bolsters, if you want to call it, 4-9 conference play record there. K-State was absolutely outstanding. 60%, which was a season high in a game from the field. 71% there. 45% from three. 71% with the 2-point field goals there. K-State, that number there, let's go back to that real quick. 60% effort from field was the highest field goal percentage. Carding, you got to go back to Incarnate Word. Yes, I know the men play them this year, but we're talking about the women's side. They played Incarnate Word only back in 2019, talking about the K-State women's team there as well. 87 points by the Cats last night on Baylor, was the second most points, excuse me, scored against Baylor in the history of the series, trailing the high water mark, 89, only back in January of 2002 there as well. 8 of 13 shooting for Gabby, 7 of 8 from the charity stripe there as well. And of course, Gabby, I recorded this already, this won't be out until Saturday. She was recently named Don for the Don Staley Award, and also the watch list for the Ann Drysdale Award. Again, go to HoopHallAwards.com. Again, you'll find Gabby Gregory on that list. Vote. Along with, of course, Marquise Noel and Keontae Johnson on the men's side of the deal there as well. But yeah, K-State, this was the opposite of what I saw in that building last weekend, right? So left there kind of frustrated, to be honest with you. Didn't stay. I left with 3 minutes to go in that basketball game when OU was here in Bramlage last weekend. I left there a little bit frustrated, and maybe because that, along with a fussy, pretty much 3-year-old now, as well, and dealing with all this other stuff. So yeah, this has been a tough week in regards to your host, but not, of course, doing the weekly, which I do podcast by myself anyways, in regards to my NASCAR podcast, which is a 3-wide podcast with EG3. If you're a NASCAR fan, you can go find that on the same platform. Yes, well, it's a busy podcasting week on that end, getting ready for the 500. But back to K-State basketball here real quick. This is what K-State women's basketball is. Not trying to rain or snow down, or the lack thereof snow, snowing down its wind. But, man, you wish you get this consistency. I'm not saying every night, but most nights, really. Most nights, because it's frustrating watching this team. like, oh, damn. You know, we beat fourth-ranked Iowa. We beat a ranked Iowa State team, and we dropping duds against Texas Tech, struggling. So it's frustrating. This is what it is right here. Why can't we get this every night? I just don't understand it. But again, Jeff Mini goes with a 7-lady rotation, and Eliza Maupin, 9 points off the bench in 21 minutes of action. Emily Ebert added 4 in 13 minutes of play there. Along with that, you had Serena Sundell, 20 points, 6 assists in the night. Riley Glenn, 2 of 4 from downtown, 14 points there. And twin sis Jalen, 11 points. Another double-figure game for her on 4-6 shooting. 3 of 5 from downtown. They were really hot from downtown, from the field, from all angles last night, as the Cats pretty much blew out Baylor Bears 87-68. This is the postcast edition. Women's basketball, Eddie Greer III, finishing this podcast up here as well. K-State actually led at halftime in this ball game. That's a rarity this season for the Cats there, as well at the Lady Cats as well. So there is that there. Gabby Gregory, this is only her second double-double of the year. That's hard to believe with the success that she's had all year for Kansas State as well. Her 22nd double-figure game, 63rd of her college career there as well. Sundell, 18th time this year she's reached double figures. It seems less than that the way she's been. The production has been kind of inconsistent, up and down, but yeah, you're still getting the numbers there as well. Jalen for the 19th time hit double figures there as well in this game. Jeff Mitty, I'm gonna pull a quote here to wrap this podcast up, and I'll actually get something here from Gabby here as well. Here, I watched the postcast. This is the postcast. I watched the press conference last night from Jeff Mitty here on the offensive barrage last night in Bramlage. Quote, "I thought our ball movement was the best it's been. We've been moving the ball more efficiently. We talked about that, but I thought we did have a really aggressive mentality. We went into the paint a bunch. We moved the ball, it seemed like, to the right player. When we called things, people seem to be on the same page better. I will give our team credit in the sense that they come into practice and work pretty hard. Now, there are times when I have to get on them about energy and things and focus, but for the most part, they come there to get better. And I think tonight was just the accumulation of them continuing to do things the right way." And we talked about mental recently with this team. This has to be, I mean, we keep saying it every time the K-State women's win a big game. hopefully, you hope this kind of confidence and toughness carries on in Gabby Gregory here on the team's mindset coming into this Baylor game. Quote from Gabby Gregory, team high, game high, 26-10. I think obvious that loss hurt. It hurt me especially. I was very upset about that loss, but I think we've done a great job all year. Just kind of turning around, not so much letting things like that carry over, but like, okay, we got to get back in. We've got to get to work. We know what we need to work on. The nice thing about basketball is it just turns around quick. You've got to just think about the next game. So, I mean, immediately we come in and we just know we got Baylor next, and this is what we have to do. And I think we attacked the game plan perfectly, end quote there as well. Also, Serena spoke as well. Serena spoke to the media as well after the game last night as well. So, want to throw that in there as well. But, yep, I mean, yeah, the offensive barrage was on last night, and K-State put 87 in the bank last night on Baylor with a huge 87-68 win over the Baylor Bears. Maybe one by night. Yeah, I'm doing quick math in my head. Sorry. 19-point win over Baylor last night, and K-State now moves to 15-11 overall. And now is tied for 8th place in the conference. I know saying that don't mean much, but hey, you're 4-9 in conference play. And next up for Kansas State on the ladies' side here is a winless TCU team. So you got a chance to kind of stack a win here. You got to go on the road to Fort Worth on Saturday to do that as well. Time on that. It's going to be a Saturday afternoon tip, just after 5 Central Time down there in Fort Worth as well. So TCU, K-State's next opponent down there, a winless TCU team, a chance to stack a win right there, and we'll see what happens down there in Fort Worth. But a big win overall for this team, which they were bounced by Oklahoma over the weekend. Last week, you come and you bounce Baylor last night on a hot shooting barrage. It was very cold, obviously, with the opposed, you know, snow, storm, or the lack thereof. But K-State was raining on Baylor last night in Brandywine. That is for sure right there. The Pro Project Podcast. You can find it wherever you get your podcast. Obviously, if you're new to the show, welcome aboard to this podcast. You love what you're hearing. Definitely make sure you subscribe first and listen to the latest edition, episode 145 of the Pro Project Podcast weekly with yours truly, and usually my co-host Alex Aiden, but Alex was out this week with COVID. So, again, we well wishes still to him this week as he's getting through that. Hopefully, he'll be back to rejoin EG3 next week. And, of course, if you have a question about K-State sports, definitely hit me up at Eddie_EG3 on Twitter. K-State, 4 players going double digits last night in cruise to an 87-68 beatdown over the Baylor Bears. This has been another edition of the Postcast edition of the Purple Project Podcast. Go Cats!